woke up near Rittenhouse Square. There was noise in the hall, snow flowing in the air, and I could see just then the flashing spark of the match to my first moon. Some houses are built to last. It's the people inside that change too fast. I can see their faces looking through the glass, and not where they belong. I wanna stay with you, babe.
Come by, bye.
Let me stay.
How long is that?
It's beautiful girl.
5, 6 hours.
Yeah,
not bad. That's some
fun. Right where I belong, babe. I'm here with you.
Oh, alright.
You're a beautiful girl. I see your feet at the edge of the bed while a low love song's creeping into your head. And as your eyes just closed, I could only guess if you were dreaming of me again. Stained glass cast a flickering light with the curtains closed. I can't tell if it's night, but I know for sure that it sure feels right with you here between my eyes.
How much is that?
$28. I want to stay with you, babe. Won't you let me stay? You're a beautiful girl. I'm right where I belong.
You're 62.
Here with you.
That's a good trend.
You're a beautiful girl. And I hope that you can take me when I'm going out of my head. And I hope that you will keep me warm in your bed.
That's it. Buka. What's the matter, Danny? Knows that Buka is time?
It's 5 o'clock in the morning, Kev.
Does that make it too late or too early?
You guys done for the night?
Yeah.
Big storm. I didn't have any styrofoam.
Oh, that's okay. I'll bring it back to you.
Bye, Kev.
Yeah.
I'll see you.
Bye.
The styrofoam really creases me.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's like fist storm of the season. You think she'd get herself a nice sleeve of styrofoam cups for like $1.99. Well, how about I return the mugs this time?
Why don't you shut your fucking mouth?
Chick's married, Tommy.
No shit!
not home.
Where is she?
Banging that guy.
Buddy, she's sleeping.
I bet you $20, Bert, she's banging that guy.
Bad bet.
Bad bet? Why?
Well, either way, you lose. If you win, she's banging the guy. So you lose. If you lose, you lose $20. Not a smart bet.
I can't believe her.
Would she really think she's banging this guy?
Bert, I know she's banging this guy.
The meat cutter?
Yes, the fucking meat cutter. What kind of future can she have? This guy, he cuts meat.
You plow snow.
At least meat you can eat.
Why is he here?
He's an employee.
All right. I'm out of here. I'll see you at home.
Don't go by Jan's.
I'm not.
Hey.
You stay in my lot.
Yeah. Don't go by there.
I'm not. Just get my lot.
He's going by there.
Without a doubt. Do I got anything in my stash?
I'm clean.
Good to be back?
I've been back exactly 4 minutes.
Wow. Hey, you remember Cheryl and Michael Jr.?
Wow, Mo.
They're
cute.
Yeah.
Are you still seeing that chick?
It depends on what you mean by seeing.
Are you not engaged?
No.
Well, it's been, what, a year?
11 months. Going together for 11 months, living together for 6.
She doesn't put any pressure on you?
It depends on what you mean by pressure.
Hey, you psyched for the reunion or what?
Oh, yeah. She's great to be back.
Oh, I'm getting back together, man.
Everybody's coming?
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to show you the house, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you come over for brunch.
All right.
Sarah, make up some killer waffles.
Great.
All right.
Thanks for the ride.
No problem, buddy.
All right.
Hey, you okay with this?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I'm fine. I'm glad you're home, man.
All right, see you.
All right. See you soon.
See you, kids.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, kids. Come on, thanks, man.
Hello, Dad.
When'd you get in?
Just now. Mo picked me up.
Got a lot of bags. Staying long?
I don't know.
There's, golf on TV. Would you like to watch some golf?
Sure.
Why don't you put your bags upstairs and come down and watch some golf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Getting up?
Oh, yeah, man. Wild night, I got wrecked.
Huh?
You gonna be home, Mom?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
See that?
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna watch some golf.
Oh, you missed a hell of a storm.
Yeah. Hey, when did the Ryans move out?
The Ryans? I don't know. Last year.
Huh? Who moved in?
I don't know.
They got a kid?
Do they? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. They got a kid.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a dump.
You remember Al McPherson?
Hey, Al. How you doing?
Dan's banging some meat cutter.
Things started to get crazy about a month ago.
Yeah, I heard you got the ultimatum.
Yeah, like, fuck that, man. What right does she have to give me the ultimatum?
7 years. You've been going out 7 years.
So what? What difference does that make, 7 years? What's the big deal?
Let me ask you, how old is Jan?
Listen, Willie, don't start with me about this.
How
Willie,
old
don't.
Is
she's 27.
Right, 27
years old. Yeah, she's 27.
Maybe she wants to have kids.
So what? So what? I want to have kids too, but what's the rush? Huh? Kathleen Gifford just had a kid and she's 45 fucking years old.
So who's this guy?
Victor. Victor the meat cutter. And you want to puke? Are you ready to puke? This guy's 40, divorced, and has 3 kids of his own.
3 kids, all right, so there's no way she's getting any sperm from this guy, right?
Exactly, Will. I knew you wouldn't understand this, but you want to know what really creases me? Jan's a vegetarian.
Right.
You see the hypocrisy? Jan's a vegetarian, he's a meat cutter.
Oh, wow.
What kind of life can she have with a man who stinks of brisket?
Showtime is 12:30 Eastern Time here on Sports Central.
Are you saying six speakers?
Hey, look who's here!
Hey, what's up?
Hey!
Sharon, she's sleeping. Listen, I'll come in to see you in a couple minutes. All right? All right. Okay.
Hey.
Yeah. It's good to see you. Good to see you. All right. He's in the lead and it's state defense. Let's say he's holding
court. Jesus.
You still seeing that chick in New York? The lawyer?
Tracy, yeah.
Tracy. What's going on?
She's great.
And?
What?
What's the deal?
I don't know. You know what? We're going through this stage.
They're all sisters, Will. Trust me, they're all sisters. It's one big conspiracy. Leave it alone. You been playing piano?
Yeah, yeah, I'm playing. Playing nothing steady.
Good money?
So how they doing?
Are you kidding me, man? All he ever thinks about is Darian Smalls.
Come on, still?
Still. Nothing changes around here, Will. And every time Sharon looks at Bertie's face and sees him thinking about Darian, it's translated into another ugly pound where she looks at herself in the mirror. Have you seen her? She looks like one of those kids Sally Struthers feeds paste to. It's no good. We need models.
Models? What do you mean?
Models. We need models. They're beautiful, they're rich, they travel a lot, so you don't have to spend that much time with them. Those fuckers that date models, they got it made. My next girlfriend's gonna be a 6-foot-tall model. Definitely. Big one.
Models.
I like those chicks.
Yeah.
What makes you say that?
Just a feeling. Your technique is sloppy. You either live in the city or in a warm climate.
City.
You grow up here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't visit much?
Nope.
Mom dead?
You a cop?
No.
Yeah, my mother's dead.
I knew it. Your dad's kind of a sad guy. Your brother's kind of missing that thing that having a mom gives you. It's a lonely house you got, you don't mind me saying.
What's your name?
Marty.
As in Martha?
As in Marty. Name for a grandfather I never even knew, Martin. So, now I'm Marty. Just Marty, a girl named Marty. It is, I think, the bane of my existence.
How old are you?
13.
Ah.
But I'm an old soul. So why'd you come back?
My high school reunion.
Heavy.
Yeah.
So what's your name?
Willie.
Willie, I like your burns.
Thanks.
You're kind of cool.
How do you mean?
I don't know. It's just a call. You don't think you are?
I think I am.
You are. I think.
Yeah?
Maybe not. I'm gonna go.
Yeah, I'll see you around. Marty.
Are you Victor? Excuse me, is your name Victor?
Listen, I'm looking for a guy.
Are you Victor?
I'm sorry, I'm not Victor.
Shit. Are you Victor?
No.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for Victor the meat cutter because I hit a cow on my plow and I was hoping maybe, you know, he could slice me up some steaks because it seems like, you know, it'd be a waste of an entire cow just
you're
right
not
there.
Funny.
I'm serious, Jan. I'm serious. I had you down for a flank and I know your mom's dying.
And I don't appreciate you burying my driveway every time it snows like some drooling, obsessed lunatic.
Okay, that's fair.
What do you want?
I want to give you this.
What is that?
It's a Rumfos, Jan. Come on.
Paul.
Come on. Can you at least open it?
I really don't think I should.
Do you believe this? See what a man has to go through for love?
It's beautiful. Paul, it's lovely. It's brown.
Champagne. That's champagne. It's the newest thing. Champagne. It's not brown.
Champagne.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you. So what are you doing?
I can't take it.
Why not?
I can't.
Marry me, Jan.
No.
No? Just like that, no?
No.
Jesus Christ, Jan.
So selfish.
Selfish? I'm selfish? Let me explain something to you. What's in this box constitutes 30 driveways, right? Maybe 2.5 sprinkler systems. Selfish? I think not.
We're taking some time. You do this, it screws everything up.
Paul, what are you doing?
Chip, cut me some slack here, all right? Please.
You're making a spectacle. Take it outside.
It's your fault.
Jan, outside.
Look, I want you to take this ring.
I got customers, Paul.
Jan.
Paul.
Jan.
Paul.
Take the fucking ring.
Oh, that's romantic.
Well, you already sucked the romance out of this entire thing.
But look, this is the desperate act of a desperate man. Only when faced with losing me do you decide you want to spend the rest of your life with me.
So, what's wrong with that? Oh, I didn't like the alternative. That's how usually one comes to a decision anyway, right?
Wrong again, Paul. One comes to a decision based on what one wants, not based on what one doesn't want. Got it? I had customers.
So how's everything at home?
It's all right. It's a little weird. I mean, Dad's parked in front of the TV all the time, and my mom's clothes are still hanging in the closet. What'd you do Christmas?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, the Tiki Lounge gets awfully busy at Christmas.
Come on, what'd you do?
Went over to Pennsylvania with Tracy, meet her parents.
It was good?
Yeah, it was all right. How's Sharon?
Sharon? She's okay, you know. Well, she's actually not doing that good. She's, you know.
What about the other thing? The other, you know, situation?
Oh, Darian? It's over.
It's over?
I mean, it's practically over. It's...
Wait a minute, it's over? It's practically over? It's...
I mean, it's like I said, it's practically over. I mean, it's over.
Listen, how come you never came down that weekend? I had the whole thing, I mean...
You know, I got busy and I had to stick around. But what are you doing this spring? You want to... I'll come see you this spring.
Now I know what I'm doing this spring.
Oh. Hey, listen, Stinky Womack reopened the Johnson Inn. You want to go by maybe and... I don't know, I'm gonna grab a beer or something.
Yeah, great. Let's do it. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. Hey, what's up, Tommy?
Stinky.
Who's that?
Hey, I'm Wayne Stinky!
Hey, Willie!
Hey, watch the stinky stuff, man. I'm like a proprietor now.
Oh, sorry, Stinky. Nice job here.
Yeah, huh? We got, you know, bar, little fireplace, menu, you know, apps.
Apps?
Yeah. Appetizers. We got apps.
He's the proprietor. He's got all the lingo down.
Willie C! Hey!
What's up? You all right?
Look, what's got him creased?
This.
What is it? You see.
It's a diamond.
Fucking thing's brown.
Man, champagne. It's the newest thing.
What are you talking about?
It's a trend.
Frank, two beers.
Soul and culture. It's a trend in diamonds. Champagne. It's a nice stone, Paul.
Yeah, no, I heard about this. It's very big in the diamond trade. They're trying to create a new market.
Oh, right, yeah. They were calling piss, but they weren't moving any units. What's with you, man?
What?
Well, how much you pay for this brown rock?
What difference does it make?
What difference does it make? Diamonds are supposed to be colorless. You go out and you buy a colored diamond for a girl you're not even seeing, man. You've been eating retard sandwiches again.
Hey, I don't need your shit, Birdie.
I think you do.
I think I don't.
I think you do.
Hey, fuck you, Mr. High Horse. You're like a human Araldo episode, for Christ's sakes.
The fuck is that supposed to be?
Come on, guys, come
no,
on.
Fuck that. No, fuck that. You got one broad destroying her marriage, the other one destroying her stomach.
Hey,
you just sit around and watch hockey.
Hey, don't push it, man.
Oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, beat me up after class? Take my lunch money? This ain't high school anymore, Birdie. Legend's dead.
No.
Hey, the legend can still fuck you up, all right? Bullshit.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, butt out, Conway, right? Don't come waltzing back in here with your big city bullshit, right? No one wants to hear that crap.
What a fucking loser.
Faggot. Prick.
Asshole.
Hey, free apps. I got free apps. What? Hey.
Billy boy!
What are you doing?
Hanging out. I like to mash snow. It gives me a tremendous sense of self-satisfaction. You got a girlfriend?
What do you ask?
I don't know. You're a dude in flux. If I'm not mistaken, you've come back here to the house of loneliness and tears to Daddy Downer and Brother Bummer. Come to some sort of decision about life. A life decision, if you will.
You fancy yourself a perceptive little thing, don't you?
I don't know about little thing. I happen to be the tallest girl in my class. I may just grow to be 5'10". I'll be hot. Am I right? Life decision? Got the full-on Hamlet thing going? No Hamlet? Danish prince couldn't make decisions.
Yeah, I know Hamlet.
So, get that girlfriend.
Yeah,
Yeah, there is one.
Do you want to get married?
I think so.
You don't?
I'm not sure.
Is she fat?
No, she's not fat. She's quite nice, actually.
So why don't you marry her?
Oh, marry her. You know, I knew I came back here for a reason. Thank you.
That's right. She's a little kid.
See you around.
See ya.
Sean, what?
It would be nice if just for once, when we were making love, you'd actually be thinking of me.
Huh?
She's not going to leave him, Tommy.
I don't know what you're talking about, Sharon. I haven't seen her in months. I don't know.
I am not stupid.
So you want to end this?
Oh, that'd be convenient. Save you the guilt. I end it. Let me ask you something. What do I do? I mean, how am I supposed to get through to you when the best years of your life were high school? When you were the king of the hill, the Birdman, and Darian was your girlfriend? I mean, you want all that back. I can't give that to you. How do I compete with a way of life that's totally and completely impossible for you to ever have again?
You're gonna have to break up with him, and you're gonna have to break up with him now. Now, getting over him, that's going to be the hard part. I know. Believe me, I know.
She's right.
It's true. At first, after the breakup, you'll have these visions. Of you alone, 57, 58, walking around, wearing a nightgown, your hair in a bun. Maybe you're a librarian, heating up a can of soup for one, and worrying about the cobwebs that are growing in your womb.
Gina!
But the visions fade, and that's my point. You will get over him. It will take about 2 years. You'll be 29 then. Be so much better if you were 24 now, so that then you'd be 26. But we don't choose these things.
They choose us.
Exactly. So, 29.
That's not exactly ancient.
Mm-mm. Not exactly 30.
Which is good.
Which is very good.
Look, I mean, I know what you're saying, and I know how bad it looks, but I mean, nobody knows what it's like when it's just the two of us, you know, I mean, I love him.
Okay. No, that's fair. So how is it? Lately, it's not so good.
The man can't commit. The man can't commit.
The man can't commit. Why is it that every time a relationship doesn't work out, we say it's because they can't commit? I mean, you know, shouldn't I take some of the blame here?
No, that is the grief talking.
No way is that Sharon Cassidy.
No, it's a little grief-stricken girl who looks a lot like Sharon Cassidy.
You know what? I'm still not sure they're broken up.
You don't think? You're broken up, right, Cher?
I don't know. I mean, it's Tommy's birthday next week. It's on Saturday. I mean, maybe if I just threw him a little party and had all of his friends there, you know, we just had a nice time, just relaxed. Would you guys help me organize it? Would you please?
Michael and my father, of course, they both fall off the boat right into the lake.
It was classic, man.
He got the picture, though.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah. So you've been working much?
A few nights, you know, yeah. But I'm toying with the idea of becoming a citizen.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I got offered this sales job, office equipment, and it's got a pretty good base salary plus commission, and I don't know, you know, I gotta let them know by the first.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah, you know, it really could be. Yeah.
Yeah. You Yeah, I'm gonna go get the video.
Of this? See this guy fall on the wall? Yeah.
You're gonna love it. I'll be right back.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's bogus.
Why?
Because you got a sales job and you're not gonna have any time to play the piano.
Yeah. Mo, listen, it's not happening. It's just not happening. And I'm getting older and I gotta start thinking about the future, so.
You would be the worst salesman of all time, okay? I deal with salesmen every day, buddy boy, all right? And you, you are no salesman.
Oh, well, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Yeah. Office equipment? What the hell do you know about office equipment?
Well, what do you know about kids? You're raising two of them just fine.
Sarah?
See these guys? Husky Pete, Narizzo, Sammy Bean. They work all day, drink all night for 40 fucking years. 2 weeks out of the year, they take a vacation, they go to the Cape. What do? They drink all day, they drink all night.
Does this little observation of yours contain anything at all resembling a point?
Yes, Tom. If we don't step it up, if we don't watch out, we're going to wind up just like Husky Pete and Rizzo and Sammy B. Cool. Cool. Holy shit.
Frank?
Oh, good to see you.
What is that?
That is unbelievable. Stink, who's the vixen?
It's my cousin. She's visiting from Chicago.
No way is that your cousin. No way does she share your mongrel blood.
Yes, she does. And she is not only hot, she is also completely cool.
Unbelievable.
Does she have a boyfriend?
What do you think, numbnuts? Look at her. A girl like that's born with a boyfriend.
I'm gonna go see her. Stanley?
Hey, you.
Good to see you. Good
to see you. Right, you're
here, look.
Listen, got some friends to watch for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, man, this should be fun. Dara? Tommy? Kev?
Hi.
Paul?
Hi.
Willie?
Hello.
Guys?
Hey, Stink.
Oh, sorry. And Mo.
Hi, Mo.
Hi.
Guys? Ender.
Hi.
Be here if you need me.
So, what part of Chicago are you from?
Do you know Chicago?
Yeah, I know, like, Soldier's Field.
It's the football field.
So, what do you do?
I'm in advertising.
Wow. Advertising?
Advertising.
That's a wonderful.
It's great. That's good.
Great.
What do you guys do?
What do we do? Oh, well, Paul and I, we own our own businesses.
Construction. Painting.
And Kevin here works for me.
I work with him.
And Mo works in a textile plant.
I'm plant manager.
Right. And Willie here's a musician.
What do you play?
Piano.
Would you play something?
No, sorry.
Hey, Will, play something.
No, it's... Come on,
Willie. You never play anymore.
I know, right?
He's good.
Play a song.
I need a shot. Do you guys want to do a shot?
Shots?
Oh, we love shots.
Thanks.
Woo-woos? Melon balls?
No, chicks like num-nums.
Whiskey.
Whiskey.
Whiskey it is.
Stan, six short ones?
Oh, Stan.
You got it.
Irish.
So, Willie, you gonna play something or what?
All right.
Piano. We can't compete with that.
You can always show how you spread moss. That's awful sexy.
Stinky's cousin. She's gonna be related.
nervous.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, and the spring became the summer.
Both of you, okay? You're both fucking insane. You want to know what your problem is? MTV, Playboy, and Madison fucking Avenue. Yes, let me explain something to you, okay? Girls with big tits have big asses. Girls with little tits have little asses. That's the way it goes. God doesn't fuck around. He's a fair guy. He gave the fatties big, beautiful tits. And the skinnies, little, tiny nibblers. It's not my rule. You don't like it, call him. Hey, Mitch. Thank you. Oh, guys, look what we have here. Look at this. Your favorite. Oh, you like that?
I can go along with that.
Yeah, that's nice, right? Well, it doesn't exist, okay? Look at the hair. The hair is long, is flowing, it's like a river. Well, it's a fucking weave, okay?
Oh.
And the tits. Please, I could hang my overcoat on them. Tits by design were invented to be suckled by babies. Yes, they're purely functional. These are Silicone City. And look, my favorite, the shaved pubis. Pubic hair being so unruly and all. Very key. This is a mockery. This is a sham. This is bullshit. Implants, collagen, plastic, cap teeth, the fat sucked out, the hair extended, the nose fixed, the bush shaved. These are not real women, all right? They're beauty freaks. And they make all us normal women with our wrinkles, our puckered boobs, hi, Bob, our cellulite feel somehow inadequate. Well, I don't buy it, all right? But you fucking mooks, you think if there's a chance in hell that you'll end up with one of these women, you don't give us real women anything approaching a commitment. It's pathetic. I don't know what you think you're going to do. You're going to end up 80 years old drooling in some nursing home? Then you're going to decide it's time to settle down, get married, have kids? What, are you going to find a cheerleader? Charge it, Mitch.
I think you're oversimplifying.
Oh, eat me. Look at Paul. With his models on the wall, his dog named L. McPherson. He's insane. He's obsessed. You're all obsessed. If you had an ounce of self-esteem, of self-worth, of self-confidence, you would realize that as trite as it may sound, beauty is truly skin deep. And you know what? If you ever did hook one of those girls, I guarantee you'd be sick of her.
Yeah, I suppose I'd get sick of her after about, what, 20 or 30 years?
Get over yourself. Thank you, Mitch.
What?
Say hello to Gertrude. No matter how perfect the nipple, how supple the thigh, unless there's some other shit going on in the relationship besides the physical, it's gonna get old, okay? And you guys, as a gender, have got to get a grip. Otherwise, the future of the human race is in jeopardy.
What was that?
I have to wait for you, Pete?
I don't know.
You could slow down.
Great ass. Nice tits. Come on, let's go.
Hey.
What's up?
Bubby.
Who's the guy?
Andrew Ehrlich. He's
in my class.
Oh. Your boyfriend?
I don't know. I guess he's okay.
Seemed a little short.
He's 12 years old, Willie.
Oh, right. So he's not really right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm... Why?
You seem a little flavored.
No, I'm cool.
Cool?
Yeah. So, tell me something. What are you kids... what is it you do, kids your age, on the weekend?
Well, what we've been doing lately is, smoking massive amounts of drugs, binging on Entenmann's, and, listening to old Pink Floyd CDs.
Really?
You are flavored today.
Oh, you're kidding, right?
The Entenmann's part was true.
Oh. Oh. So, you like this guy, Andrew?
He's okay. He's into male contraception, which is nice for a change. Joking. He really got a chill, Will.
Right.
I'm gonna go inside. You sure you're gonna be okay?
I'll be okay.
Good.
Hey, Marty!
Yeah?
I forgot what I was gonna say. I'll see you around.
Bye.
Dude, I leave $5, right? So I'm gonna win this game on you.
I think there's more than this.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, this controller is broken.
Shut up.
Dude, my X button doesn't work.
You always say that.
I'm telling you, it's not fair. Hey, was that Tracy?
Yeah.
She hot?
She's nice.
Ascribe a numerical value. Face, body, personality.
Oh, I'm not gonna do that.
Come on. Do it.
Don't be vile, guy.
Grow up, Mo. Do it.
You don't have to do it.
I don't know. Let's see. Face.
No, wait. We need a frame of reference.
I thought I was being vile, guy.
If you're gonna do it, you gotta do it proper.
Who?
Kelly Norman.
Kelly Norman. All right, let's see. Kelly Norman. Face, 6. Body, 8.5. Personality, 4.
Yes, sir. Jennifer Colton.
Jennifer Colton?
Ugh.
Oh, face, 1. Eh? Body, 2. Personality, 3.
Right, okay, I got it now. So, what's...
Wait! Carmen Swisher.
Who?
Carmen Swisher, man. Porn star.
I don't know her.
Yeah, you do. She's the one in Fistful of Vixens. Do you remember the one who gets all of her orifices simultaneously penetrated by those circus midgets?
Oh, shit, that's her. That's her name. She's good.
Very talented girl.
Very talented girl.
Face, 7. Body, 9.5. And, personality, well, sky's the limit.
Those midgets seem to get a real kick out of her.
Exactly.
So do Tracy now, man.
Tracy, let's see. Face, good solid, 7.5.
Yeah.
Body, good solid, 7.5. Personality, she's a good solid, 7.5.
Sounds excellent, man.
Great, when's she coming in?
Roenick has the puck. He shoots. He scores. Yes. 2-0.
Tommy, would you mind pulling over? I have to go to the bathroom.
What? You'd be at the restaurant. 5 minutes.
No, it's going to take longer than that. We could just pull over here at the VFW. They've got a bathroom.
You're going to go to the VFW. We're going to be at the restaurant in 5 minutes.
Tommy, I'm not feeling very good, okay? I just have to go in really quick.
Did you eat today? It's probably because you didn't eat today. Did you eat anything?
Honey, I ate.
What did you eat?
What did you eat?
What did I eat? What's the matter with what I ate? Where did you know fucking eat? And then you get stomach pains and you wonder why.
Tommy.
You didn't eat.
I did so.
Sharon, look, you can't do this to yourself. It's 8:00 at
Tommy,
night. You haven't
stop
eaten.
It, please.
Come on,
no,
forget it. Drop it.
Good.
I don't care,
Good.
I seem concerned. That's all.
Tommy!
Happy birthday, Bernie.
I don't even want to be stinky.
Our motto,
we got outside.
No, stinky. Our motto, go ugly early.
No, I like that. That would look good on the mattress.
Party. And you know what? I was just thinking, we planned this entire party in the salon.
Congratulations
to all of us. You're happy, I'm happy,
sure.
That's how it works.
Go ugly early.
Go
ugly.
You know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That'll
be a slogan.
We've got a fire. Nice
Oh, your boy's fucked now, buddy.
Holy shit.
Oh, Christ.
Food for the hungry. Drink for the thirsty.
Yeah, it's just greased.
It's all right, Sharon. It's all right. I'm sure she's just going to
shit.
Sharon. Right back out.
Yeah.
Sharon. Hey.
Happy birthday.
That's really nice, thanks.
I got this for you for your birthday.
Oh, yes.
I mean, this is for you, for me.
Thanks,
for your
guys.
Happy birthday.
I mean, it's too much.
Somebody ought to go over to her. Just go over to her. It's not good.
Let's get out of here. You want to go?
We're going. Yeah. You want
to
get out of
fine,
here?
Fine, I'm ready to go.
Fine.
She polluted the air as far as I'm concerned. Let's just go.
Don't even think twice about it.
You get home early. Pay the fare.
Going is good. Did you make your presents?
I don't know.
I put the bow on it.
It's really nice.
Should we do something?
What are we going to do?
I mean, what the fuck is that?
I don't understand it.
I have no idea why she's here. But it's classic Birdman. It's not funny, but it's
no, no,
it is
no.
True.
Steven's in New York for the weekend.
That's great. Great.
Kristen's with my folks. It was your special night, Tommy. Why couldn't I share in your special night?
Because... Good night, Darren.
I want you to come inside.
I'm not going inside.
Come on, Tommy. I have to give you your real present.
What you gave me is fine. Okay. Darren, come on.
Come on. You can slip into something more comfortable.
Like what?
Like me?
Gotta go.
Oh, come
okay,
on.
No, come on. I gotta go. Just go inside, will you? Right, just get out.
Okay.
We always gotta do this, don't we?
Okay.
Fuck it. Stupid truck.
All I'm saying is you have this amazing thing. You got this person with all that potential, all that future. This girl is going to be amazing. I mean, she's smart. She's funny. She's hot.
She's 13.
I know, Mo. Get over it. It's not a sexual thing. This is... I could wait.
What?
I could wait. Because in 10 years, she'll be 23. I'll be 39. It won't be a big deal.
Willie, you're scaring me here.
Hey, this girl is going to be amazing.
Great.
I was actually jealous of this little kid on a bike, you know? This short little kid on a bike, because he gets to be her age right now, and I get to be like some vile old man, like what's his name?
Roman Polanski?
No, like Nabokov. Like some Nabokov character, you know? Like some vile, old, fat, hairy, fat, stinky, putrid man, you know? And, I don't know, man. You just want to say to her in all sincerity, take me with you when you go.
Willie, the girl was a zygote when you were in the seventh grade.
So, what? What are you saying? Like, that this is my way of postponing the inevitable? This is my way of saying I don't want to grow old?
No. I think this is your way of saying you don't want to grow up.
Oh. I just want something beautiful, Mo.
We all want something beautiful, Willie.
Cassie, I know it's late. I'm sorry. Is Sharon home?
She's sleeping, Tom.
Can I see her?
She's sleeping.
Okay. I'm sorry. Could you just tell her that I stopped by?
You should know. Sharon put a lot of planning into tonight, Tom. Oh, sorry. Go to bed.
Hey. I want to apologize.
You don't have to. I'm fine.
Well, I really feel like I should explain.
You know what, Tommy? It's a little late.
I'm mean, I trust. I'm taking my mind.
Hey, what's up?
Willie, what's going on?
But you never went home last night?
Came right here. The pike is running, so they toes. You haven't caught a thing.
Guess what I did this morning? Made a little phone call to Stinky's cousin, the lovely Anzira.
Yeah, what happened?
She did agree to go out with me. Thank you very much.
Like on a date?
We didn't get into specifics. Jealous?
Oh.
A little bit. Come on, Al. Let's get some air.
Okay, good.
Whoa. Yeah, Mo?
Huh? Yeah.
Fucking Mo has got it wired, man. He's like a retarded person that doesn't know any better. He doesn't desire new experiences, new women, nothing. Look at him. He's like the mental patient that doesn't know he's mental. So he's perfectly content. I gotta go take a piss.
All right, I'll see you later.
Hey!
What the heck are you doing here?
Some of my friends are ice fishing in the shack over there.
Those guys are your friends?
You know them?
They're here every Sunday. We call them the drunken, dry heaving, cheese eating, filth eating outcast boys. Are your friends?
They're acquaintances, really.
Right.
So where's Scooter?
Who?
What's his name? Billy, Tigers, Pookie, the kid on the bike.
Andrew,
that's it. Where is he?
Don't dadder me, I'm not into him anymore. Turn up.
So you got someone new?
Yep. You.
What?
You're my new boyfriend, really. You got tits? Oh, I feel fake. Oh. My hero. So, you gonna marry that girl in NYC?
I don't know. Why?
I don't think you should.
How come?
You should wait till you're ready. You should wait till you meet someone who excites you.
Yeah, well, you know, she may not be out there.
It's like the Wizard of Oz, Lee, and the whole time it was right in your own backyard.
What do you mean?
You. Me and you.
Really?
Yes, you don't think?
Well, we have a little age problem.
I know, we're star-crossed Romeo and Juliet. Tragedy of Elizabethan proportions.
What light through yonder window breaks, 'tis the east and Juliet is the sun.
And the colored girls go,
So what do we do?
Last poor Romeo, we can't do diddly. You'll go to penitentiary, I'll be the laughing stock of the brownies. If you're feeling for me a chill, you'll wait.
Wait?
Yep. Wait, 5 years. I'll be 18. We can walk through this world together.
You know, in 5 years, you won't even remember me.
William.
I'm formed and you're not, and you still have changes to go through. You'll change, and then I'll be Winnie the Pooh to you, Christopher Robin.
No literary reference left unturned. How do you figure Pooh?
Well, Christopher Robin outgrew Pooh. That's how it ended. He had Pooh when he was a child. You know, when he matured, he didn't need him anymore.
The saddest thing I ever heard.
Yeah, but it's true. You know, you don't realize it now, but you'll be doing some changing. And, I can't be a Pooh.
I think I'll skate away out there.
All right, Christopher.
better view.
Hi.
Can we have a bottle of your best champagne, please?
We don't have a best champagne, pal. They're all pretty much the same.
Thank you. That'll be fine. You really look nice.
What is going on?
What do you mean?
What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
What's with this Al Capone shit?
What Al Capone shit?
Who's the girl?
What girl?
That girl right over there.
She's my bookkeeper.
Your bookkeeper?
Yes, ma'am.
You are full of shit.
Yes, she's very efficient. She's got a great head for figures, that girl.
Paul, I'm gonna get up, walk out of here, and make the biggest scene you can imagine.
She's my cousin.
Your cousin?
We had a little falling out, and we don't like to speak in public.
Bye, Paul. I'm leaving.
All right. She's my ex-girlfriend. We just broke up after 7 years because she's seen that 40-year-old meat-cutting excuse for a human being around here, all right? And it drives me crazy, okay? And, I was just, showing off.
What did you just tell me?
Just, please don't make a scene.
Oh, we'll make a scene. You don't need to.
Are you back in my life to stay? Or is it just for today? Oh, that you need. If it's a thrill you're looking for, well, honey,
I don't know.
Ah, she's gorgeous. Well, not gorgeous like you. Gorgeous just the same.
Can I leave, please?
Sure.
You can understand that, baby. Can't you? Now you see.
Why?
That was for you. I was trying to help you out. Such a knucklehead.
Come back inside.
Bye, Paul.
Indira.
Bye, Paul.
Come on.
Bye, Paul.
I'll call you tomorrow, right? She likes the fresh air, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, sure.
Working all night long. Put my daughter on my knee.
Daddy, what's wrong?
She whispered in my ear so sweet.
You know what she said? She said,
Daddy, I'm a fool.
Hey, what are you doing out so late?
I was out with your friend, Paul.
Hey, let's get something straight. He's not my friend. He lives in my house. I've got roaches, I've got termites, and I got Paul. You need a lift?
Nah. It's nice to be able to walk after dark.
Yeah, I suppose it's one of the few perks of living in this town.
Good one.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
How long have you been going out with your boyfriend?
8 months.
That's good?
Very good.
Makes you happy?
Yeah. I look for that in a man, you know. The ones that make me miserable don't seem to last.
Right?
You know, there's 4 words I need to hear before I go to sleep. 4 words. Good night, sweet girl. That's all it takes. How easy, I know. But a guy who can muster up those 4 words is a guy I want to stay with.
Right. Listen, you sure you don't need a ride?
Yeah.
All right.
See you around.
I'll see you. Night, sweet girl.
Spoke to Jan this morning. It was obvious to both of us that she no longer cares. She ran out of that restaurant like a complete maniac, Willie, I'm telling you. But I guess once she thought about it, she didn't realize that she didn't give a shit anymore.
Yeah. I spoke to Tracy. She's coming up this weekend for the reunion.
Is that right? I gotta meet this girl, Tracy.
You really gotta take this shit down.
Why?
No, I mean, you're like a serial killer.
Hey, don't cap on my supermodels, Johnny. Don't go there. Leave it alone.
I'm just saying, it's creepy.
Hey, look who's talking, Mr. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, no, fucking Mo.
I don't judge you, okay? If she could cut her own food, she's fair game.
Okay. All right. All I'm saying is you gotta take all this down because it's really, it's creepy and it,
look,
and it's...
the supermodels are beautiful girls, Will. A beautiful girl can make you dizzy. Like you've been drinking Jack and Coke all morning. She can make you feel high, full of the single greatest commodity known to man. Promise. The promise of a better day. The promise of a greater hope. Promise of a new tomorrow. This particular ore can be found in the gait of a beautiful girl. In her smile and in her soul. And the way she makes every rotten little thing about life seem like it's going to be okay. The supermodels, Willie, that's all they are. Bottle promise. Scenes from a brand new day. Hope dancing in stiletto heels.
I am now going to check your freezer for human heads.
A beautiful girl is all powerful. And that is as good as love. That's as good as love.
It's just that I gotta think beyond a couple times a week. And feel like the biggest scumbag on earth every time. I see a kid who's smiling at me.
Welcome, Mommy.
It's nice, honey.
And it's ridiculous. It's making me nuts. It's making you nuts. Sharon. Stephen.
I have been able to work it so that he has no idea.
It's because I don't show up at your birthday parties drunk.
Sharon knew way before then.
You know, maybe Steve doesn't know because Steve doesn't give a shit.
Tommy. Don't try and characterize my marriage as a bad one. I love Stephen.
So what are you doing fucking me?
I don't know. But I guess I won't be anymore, will I?
I guess not.
I wonder how I'll survive.
Oh, please.
I told Stephen the reunion would be a total bore. And I assume Sharon won't be accompanying you, right?
No. You've taken care of that.
Mom?
What? Okay, sweetie. Come on, we'll go home. okay? All right, let's put the other arm in. Okay, very good. Look, it'll be great. We'll be there alone. Oh, it'll be just like the old days. And we'll see if you really just broke up with me or not. Let's go on. That was nice. Really nice.
Less intense and emotionally possessed than normal, but no less effective because of its pointless coloration.
Excuse me?
Those are my teacher's exact comments after my first recital. I played Rhapsody in Blue.
When in doubt, go Gershwin. You drunk?
I don't know, but you both look very beautiful.
So why the sad face?
Job requirement. Happy piano players work the circus.
I think you Knightsbridge boys take the ladies way too seriously.
Well, only until baseball season starts.
Pitchers and catchers report to camp in 2 months, 3 weeks, and 6 days.
You want to go home with me?
No.
Oh, okay. I had to ask. Be perfectly honest with you, I don't find you the least bit attractive.
Really?
Really. So now you want to go home with me?
No.
Huh? I try every angle.
Job requirement.
Exactly.
Play something else.
What, you don't like this boozy after hours musician banner?
Can't dance to it.
Huh? You'd be surprised. Okay, so you spurned both of my sexual advances, my attempts at conversation. So now I'm going to reach deep down into my bag of tricks. Want to go ice fishing?
I'd love to.
Great. You know how it is, the beginnings, when you first fall in love and you can't eat, you can't sleep, and getting a call from her, it makes your day. It's like she's seeing a shooting star.
It's the best.
Yeah, but inevitably, it goes away, quiets down. So this is my thing, see? Why get married now? Why not have 2-3 more of those beginning things before I, you know, settle into the big fade?
The big fade? It's an awful way to put it.
She's coming tomorrow.
That's obvious.
I got no feeling about that. I mean, I got a feeling of overwhelming ambivalence, but I would rather dread her arrival than not give a shit either way. I look at you, and I think it's amazing that there's a guy out there that gets to do all kinds of things with you. He gets to make you happy and spend evenings with you.
Make me martinis, listen to Van Morrison.
Smell your skin.
After a day at the beach.
Yeah, and read the papers.
On a Sunday morning.
A rainy Sunday morning, and pepper your belly with baby kisses. Sorry.
Thing is, there's a guy out there that thinks the same thing about Tracy. And he's jealous of you. You getting to do all that with her.
Let me ask you something. I mean, can you think of anything better than making love to an attractive stranger in the middle of a frozen lake with just a oil light to guide your way? Can you think of anything better?
Going back to Chicago,
ice cold martini. Van Morrison.
Sunday papers, gotcha.
I gotta go, Willie.
Why does I feel I'll never see you again?
You'll see me again, Willie.
Delicious. Really. Really superb, Tracy.
Thank you.
Yeah, the fact that you can cook, rolled into the fact that you're a successful lawyer, the fact that you are stunning to look at, it just makes me insane.
Bobby.
I'm flattered, Bobby.
Really was superb, Tracy.
All right, so we're going to shower.
Why?
Because we're going out. We're going over to Moe's for a pre-bash thing. Why? Why do you care? You want to shower first, or should I?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you shower first, Will? We can take the rest of the time to bond.
Go ahead. I'll be fine.
Superb.
Really was superb, Tracy.
Romeo and Juliet, the dyslexic version.
What are you doing?
Just another exciting Saturday night.
Yeah, you got so many exciting Saturday nights in your future.
Yeah. Yeah. So your lady's here, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw her. She's really pretty.
She's okay. She's not as pretty as you, though.
Kind of got that boob thing going for her, though.
And she can get into R-rated movies.
Two words not in her vocabulary. Lunch money.
Hey, Marty. I hope we stay in touch. Because I hope to learn someday about what you're doing. Because I think whatever it is, it will be amazing. I really do.
Thank you.
You got it.
Really great.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Trace,
we gotta get going. Bye.
Okay,
nice.
That
was a great deal.
Take care now.
Thank you.
Be careful. Home,
guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's unbelievable. I mean, they haven't liked anyone since Steve McQueen died. You just...
They're nice.
Nice, nice. They're as far away from nice as nice. I mean, if nice is London, they are Tokyo.
Okay. They're nice.
You're not gonna go.
Yeah, I'm laying low. You have fun.
You loved high school, Bernie. Everybody's gonna wonder what happened.
So tell him I'm in Geneva doing my presentation on sub-zero water removal.
You just want to sit around here all night long like a loser.
Channel 38 showing Rich Man, Poor Man, all 12 parts.
No shit.
Back to back.
Fuck! 364 nights here, I do dick. The one night I decide to go out. Fuck, you got a taper for me.
You can't do it.
Why not?
You can't tape Rich Man, Poor Man. You gotta watch it on TV with the commercials and everything, just like everybody else.
That's a good point.
Falcon Eddie.
Man, oh man, was there ever a more terrifying screen villain than Falcon Eddie?
No.
You can watch it?
Yep.
All 12 parts?
Back to back.
Shit. It's a tough call. You're a bastard.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Don't drink too much punch.
Stanley, you killed me.
See, what, you know, how does that work usually?
That's not usually what I practice, but if you...
You want me to get you some more?
Yeah.
All right.
Tracy. Hey,
Paul, you good?
How do you like those? Those are good, right?
I like the fish.
She makes those herself.
How does she get the hot dog in there?
Mohammed, one white wine, please.
Yeah.
Certainly that.
Willie, my friend, she is delightful.
Delightful. Who are you, Rex Harrison?
She's fucking amazing. What is your major malfunction, really? She's smart, she's funny, she's got a great ass, she's got a nice rack, so far as I can tell. Nice rack?
Nice rack, yeah.
She's charming, she's rich, she's got a great ass.
Yeah, you mentioned that, yeah.
It's that good, bro.
It's good, yeah.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Tommy.
You a bud?
Sure.
Oh, well, of course you are.
Always room for improvement.
Do you know who you look a little like?
Who?
Ally Sheedy. Do you know Ally Sheedy?
I get that all the time.
Remember her? What happened to her? She was in the Breakfast Club movie with the Estevez brothers.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right.
I've never seen her since.
No, you know, did she ever see Misery?
No.
Because you remind me of Kathy
Bates. Oh, don't you say that.
So much.
Did the year Indira went back to Chicago? She was supposed to stay through the reunion, but she just up and left.
Really?
What'd you do to her in that ice shack, Will?
I told you we just talked.
You told her things, didn't you?
What things?
You let her behind the curtain, didn't you?
Maybe she missed her boyfriend.
You let her behind the curtain. I know you did. You never let him behind the curtain, Will. You never let him see the little old man behind the curtain working the levers of the great and powerful Oz. They're all sisters, Willie. They aren't allowed back there. They mustn't see.
Tell me the truth. You stay up nights thinking about this shit.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Susan?
You are saying Smalls.
Say, didn't you used to be Darian Smalls?
That's right.
I'm Peter Grotman. You remember me?
No.
Well, I used to have a weight problem. You called me Peter the Eater. You made me cry in seventh grade.
I did?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You here alone?
Yeah, I guess I am.
That's weird. Darian Smalls alone? God, you were something in those days, Darian. You're beautiful. But if you don't mind me saying, mean as a snake. You were as mean as a snake.
Hello, Tom. Steve. How come you're not at the reunion?
Wasn't into it.
Won't Darian be disappointed?
Gio?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Can I buy you a drink?
No, I'm good. I got one.
Come on, Tom. One drink.
No, I was just going to be leaving.
Okay. Let me see if I get this straight. I can't buy you a drink, but you can stick your dick into my wife.
Frank, shot her eye.
Two. See, I think it's Knightsbridge. Fucking working class towns, man. Girls grow up here, every time they see a tool belt, they get moist.
You know, I got an extra one I can lend you, Steve. Hook you up with some vice grips, ratchet, Allen wrench.
Don't fuck with me, man. Don't worry about them either. It's a man, you.
You know, I don't think it is, Steve. You don't strike me as the type of guy who fights his own battles. But I give you the benefit of the doubt. I'll tell you what, Steve. Why don't you do yourself a favor? Drink your shot, go back to your boys, play a little game on quarters or whatever it is you frat brothers like to do, and I'll get out of here.
Thanks, Frank.
Couldn't leave it alone, huh?
That's right, mother.
Get down! Come on!
You accidentally threw it.
Fuck you!
Let's go.
Shit!
Michael!
What?
Frank just called from the bar, man. Tommy got his ass kicked.
What?
He got the shit kicked out of him.
By who?
I don't know, man. Let's go.
Michael, I don't think you should.
Sarah, not now, okay? Not now. Come on.
I'm going. Come on.
Will, Willie.
Hey, hey.
Where is he?
He didn't want me to call the cops. He said no cops.
Tom, Thanks,
Pete.
Tom? Who did this?
Relax.
Who the fuck did this?
Calm down, Mo.
Frank, who did this?
Rossmore, he and his buddies, they did it.
Where are you going?
Find Steve Rossmore.
Austin East Charles Bronson.
Get him to the hospital.
Okay,
come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, go.
Snowing. I can't believe I'm gonna have to plow tonight.
Of course, Tommy was sleeping with the guy's wife.
So?
Well, I mean, it sounded like he was all that innocent.
So he deserved to get beat up like that?
No, but...
You see his face?
What I'm saying... Look, this does present something of a moral dilemma. All right.
Fuck it.
Let's lunch your bastard.
Thank you.
Got a plan?
No plan.
Did you see
her? I don't know.
Fucking douchebag, man.
Easy, Mo.
Easy.
Yo, man, you fucked with my friend!
Man.
You fucked with me! You beat up my friend! You beat up me, huh? You fuck with me! You fuck with you! You go to the fountain, you drink, you don't drink!
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you talk back to me, little man.
Mo!
What?
We got company.
Cavalry has arrived. Assholes.
Now, where were we, shithead?
Daddy, what's going on?
I'm just trying to save my family here, man, all right?
Just stay away from us, Stevie.
Come on. Hey, darling. Let's go back inside, all right? I'll be right in.
Okay.
Hey?
Yeah, now let's get out of here.
What?
Fucking kids coming out.
Yeah.
What did you say there?
Oh man, it's bad.
See you, fellas.
Been in there now, I don't know nothing. So what'd they say?
I see nothing.
They didn't say nothing?
No way.
Did you guys do your monster things?
No, we just went over there and Mo pushed him around a little bit, you know.
Dr. Williams,
to
OR, please. Dr. Williams.
You call Annie, tell her we'd be late?
Yeah. I told her she could sleep over.
That was good.
You okay?
I'm sorry, Sarah.
Don't.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I love you, baby.
Miss?
Yes?
I want to check in on room 309. You haven't heard anything?
There we go.
Who called that?
I don't know.
Who do you think? Me.
What's up?
He's going to be okay. He said that he has a concussion and two broken ribs, and he took about 30 stitches, but
he's going to be okay?
Yeah, he's going to be fine. He said that it's snowing and that somebody should...
Sam, the slots. Got it.
Go get him, Kev.
Will you tell him I'll be by tomorrow to say goodbye?
Wait. Where are you going?
We're going back. We're going back tomorrow.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Couch okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Sorry about tonight.
I had fun.
Yeah?
It's pretty lively around here. So how come you're coming back with me?
I don't know. Because I want to. I'm not gonna take that sales job.
I don't think you should.
How come?
Piano players are sexy. Salesmen are uncles.
And uncles aren't sexy.
Not usually.
Wait, this is so weird.
You've never had sex in here before?
Not with another person.
So how are you holding up? Are you in a lot of pain?
Okay. Nice.
Thanks. I was on a date.
Did you have fun?
It was okay.
Oh, it's weird.
What is?
I'm just laying here and wondering how I got here, you know? I don't mean here, I mean how I got here. How I'm not anything like what I hoped that I'd be, you know? Not even close to the guy that I thought I ended up being. And it kind of blows. You know? When I think about that guy that I thought I was going to be, there's this girl next to him, with him. I don't know. He looks sort of like you.
Sort of.
Exactly. Exactly, sort of.
You look excellent.
You guys fuck up Rossmore.
Nah, you know, we put the fear of God into him a little. He turned out to be real shit, didn't he?
He had a right to be pissed.
Yeah. How's she doing?
She's fine.
Yeah. You're not gonna fuck it up with her, are you?
What do you think? Just one of the good ones. Why do we always manage to fuck up the good ones?
I don't know. I know I've been pretty successful at it. Listen, I came by to say goodbye. I'm taking off.
You taking off?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, maybe I'll come down and visit.
Yeah, right. Like what? Spring?
Spring.
Spring.
Hey.
It'll be a stranger.
All right. Take care of each other.
Hey.
Tough guy, how you feeling today?
I've been better.
Yeah?
You taking off?
Yeah, I'm going home. Listen, say goodbye to Sarah.
Say goodbye to Tracy.
Will do.
You gotta figure any of that shit out?
I don't know, I'm working on it.
Good.
Oh!
I better get in there, huh?
All right,
see you soon.
All right, buddy. Love you, man.
Hey,
how you doing, bud? How long of a drive is it, Ben?
Oh, about 5-6 hours. He drives for sure, 5.
nice weather
yeah.
for it.
Yeah.
No, don't be stranded.
Okay, thank you.
Front or back?
Back is good.
Word is Jan and Victor are engaged, Willie.
How do you feel about that?
That chick drains me, man. They're all sisters. Each and every one of them sisters, you know.
Yo, Willie boy.
Hey.
So you out of here?
Yep.
She is a honey limb lovely.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you, too.
Have a safe ride.
Trace. This is Marty. Marty. Tracy.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Okay. Take care, big guy.
Thanks.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Bye. Bye, Marty.
Later, Phil.
Yes, Will. We'll be right here where you left us. Nothing changes in the ridge but the seasons. So you're the little neighborhood Lolita.
So you're the alcoholic high school buddy shit from France. That little girl was cute. What was her name? Marcy?
No, Marty.
Isn't Martha?
No, as a Martin, named after a grandfather she never even knew.
You okay?
Yeah, I am.
Superb.
Stay cool. Stay cool forever.
All right, Kev.
I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Graduation day. Oh, graduation day.